Welcome to the Creatives Experience Podcast, hosted by yours truly, Isaac Whedon. On each episode, I will be speaking with artists and bringing you in on their life, faith, and creative experience. I'm excited for you to be joining us today. Thank you for listening. So without further ado, let's get to it. Hey guys, welcome back for yet again another episode for the Creatives Experience Podcast. I have somebody who I've actually gotten to know very well because of this podcast. She is someone I can call a dear friend now, and she's been a huge blessing to my life and my creative journey, and even just being a host of a podcast. And in a funny way, now she's on it, and it's beautiful. So I have the one and only Praise Lubangu on the episode for today's episode, and we're going to be diving into everything from relationships and truly prioritizing the Lord in midst of our creative journey, and just really focusing on God in the midst of everything that we're doing. I guess it'll be a bit of a testimonial episode, as truly like we got to know each other because of all these different things, very much so rooted and from the podcast. So I'm excited for you guys to hear. This will be a very honest episode, as I mean, they're all honest, but I feel very lax about this because we get to talk to each other a lot. And I believe you'll be very much so challenged and encouraged by this episode. We'll touch in on music and all these other things. So without jumping any further, let's have a quick message from our sponsor, Dad. All right. And we're back. Thank you, Praise, for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So Praise, I'll give a quick background on her because I do know her. We got to know each other, what would it be like, 9 months ago? Or was it like right at the beginning of the, I feel like about nine, like or maybe now about a year.
Yeah.
Because I've been doing this longer than a year now. So Praise hit me up on IG and just kind of like encouraging me with a podcast and saying how much she appreciates it and all this stuff. And kind of like took what I keep like trying to say to you guys about just hitting people up and just being, you know, willing to do that. And through her encouragement and just even prayer and challenging me in my walk with the Lord, it's kind of just bloomed into a great friendship. We've also gotten to work on some music together. Yep. And she is now on a whole new journey that she didn't even really expect for herself, musically as well. So she is a artist and now becoming producer, guitar player, singer. You're also a chemistry whiz. Is that right?
Yeah.
Awesome. So she's a brainiac and artist all in one, the whole package. And she's out there in the UK, and she's been a blessing to me. So I really do think you guys will benefit from this episode, as I'm very much so looking forward to what will be spoken about. So that's your intro. Yeah,
thank you. You did it all for me. Didn't have to say anything.
Praise God. So for people that don't know you, right, outside of kind of like what I've mentioned, in a nutshell, like what could people kind of expect, not from you, but if they were to come and maybe check out your music or kind of check out your page and see what you've been doing, in a nutshell, kind of what's the rough story?
Well, I'm just serving God, like where I am in whatever capacity that I can do that. So, a lot of the time that is through music, whether it's like serving at church, or you know, kind of making music outside of that. I also help as well with like my youth team and at church, just kind of looking after younger kids, younger than me. And yeah, trying to be a blessing to them and like helping them through their whole life's journey and things. And then also part of the ministry is being a student and just like being at university and being a part of that in academia and stuff. So yeah, I just kind of wherever God places me, I try to be useful. So that's kind of what I do. Yeah.
No, that's well said. I've been pleased to actually like see that, you know what I mean? So like, I would want to say a lot of people want that to be their response. Like, oh yeah, I just do everything for the Lord. But I have been like really encouraged and challenged by you to do that, because I see you do it. So bravo, madam.
Thank you.
So as we started like getting to know each other and just kind of having conversations and it was so funny because you like listened to the episode, and then I remember one time you were like, oh my gosh, like I listen to every episode. I think I pretty much love every episode. I don't want to get annoying. I don't want to know. Just like this girl.
That is me though. Yeah. It was getting to a point where I was like, I don't know how many times it's acceptable to just DM and say that I love the episode. But yeah, everyone's different. So I just kind of had to say it.
That is true. No, it's, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the feedback. And for you guys listening, like truly, like if you've been blessed by one of the episodes or any podcast for that matter, just hit the person up, you know, like hit up the host and be like, yo, like I love what you're doing. It, absolutely. Especially when you don't really pay for podcasts. They take time, you know, like they take time not only from the host and the guest, but also, you know, editing and this and that, marketing and whatnot. So yeah, guys, if you've been blessed by somebody's hard work or whatever it might be, hit them up, encourage them, and you have no idea what that might turn into. Even in a funny way, I was working on my beat tapes, right? And then you're like, hey, you know, I love this. And so I just start sharing music with you.
Yeah. It's the best position to be in, just having musician friends. You get all the leaks before it's out.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I remember like, hey, like you'd be down to like drop some vocals on a track. Mm-hmm. And so it went from hitting someone up, being like, hey, I like your podcast, to being like, hey, let's work on music together, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the most beautiful aspects of the creative community that the
Definitely, Lord
kind of been building is it should be that, you know, it should be just exactly. like a message away and be like, hey, like I believe what you're doing, I would love to create something with you. And when you like really submit to God's leadership in something like that, beautiful things turn out, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And the fun thing about it as well is that I didn't message you first because I was looking for anything, because at that point I didn't even, like, it wasn't even crossing my mind to do music outside of just serving at church. So I was just messaging to encourage you for the sake of it. And, you know, that's what I meant. And then also you kind of looked at my page, you saw that I put a few covers out of just random stuff that I'd done. And then you were like, oh, you sing. And I was like, I don't know. I just wasn't expecting to do anything. And you were like, yeah, we have to work on something sometime. And I was like, cool. Whenever God says so, basically. Yeah, and then the time came around. I didn't even have a mic at that time as well.
That's right. And now you got a mic and things are moving and you're Ableton now. You're making playlists for Amen Worldwide, is that right? You're playing part in that, and you just did a collaboration with the guy who runs Amen Worldwide. You know, it's just like things can grow so fast when you
definitely
just like, God, I just want to do this for you. Like however you want to do, I'm down, let's do it. And he truly honors that, you know?
Yeah.
So you just finished uni. Tell a little bit about like what you studied and why you're in that direction and stuff like that.
Yeah. So I've just come out of a 4-year master's course for chemistry. And yeah, I think that it was something I'd always wanted to do since I was probably like 15 or something. I just found chemistry really, really interesting at school. And, you know, at that point, I didn't really have much direction in terms of where I wanted to go in the future. But I just went because I knew that it's something I wanted to do. And even getting into uni is a whole testimony in itself, because I had to retake my maths exam because I was not gifted in that area. I had to redo my chemistry as well, because there was a point like that my grades just started slipping out of nowhere. So my GCSEs were pretty good. I got 2 A stars, 7 A's and something else. Mm-hmm. And the A star was in like physics. And then did I get an A star in chem? I think an A or an A star in chem.
What's an A star? And
so that's like, I don't even know how that. Yeah, I guess so. Like, it's like the highest you can get. It's the highest you can get.
That's crazy, because we just got A plus, A, and A minus. That would be like the three versions of an A. A star sounds cool, though.
It is. Well, they don't even use that anymore. Now they use a number system, so it's 1 to 8, which is just,
One being the lowest or the highest?
I think it's the lowest, yeah.
I think that would be the case. Okay, cool.
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
So yeah, but then after my GCSEs, things started slipping. Have no real idea as to why that was the case. But yeah, chemistry just became really hard at that point. But I still wanted to do it, and my teachers were encouraging me not to. I was better at Spanish. Yeah, I was better at Spanish, actually. That was the only subject that was constant that I just, you know, smashing it out of the park, basically. So they wanted me to do that.
All across the board.
Pretty much, honestly. Like, they apparently, I got for my GCSE, I got one of the highest grades in like listening and writing or something. I can't remember.
Awesome. Praise God.
But, yeah, all the praise to God. And I still love Spanish. Like, I throw it in here and there, but it wasn't something that I was passionate about in terms of doing as a subject, but chemistry was. So I prayed about it. I just kept feeling the urge to do it, even though everything was telling me not to. I got my results back when I did my A-levels, and I didn't get the entry requirements, but still got into my uni.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's all God's grace. And yeah, 4 years on, and here we are.
Oh my goodness. And did you mention you plan on going further into that? Is that what
I'm hoping to do a PhD. Which in itself is mad.
It is mad, for real.
Yeah.
Wow.
There are some areas in my life that I'm pretty determined, like quite determined. Just I'm an introvert, so part of me is just quite, you know, quiet and laid back, but I'm determined in some things. If someone tells me I can't do it, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it.
Bet. Got it, accepted. Wow, yeah. That's awesome. I'm really impressed with that. Like, for me, not being one who's like academic, you know, like especially chemistry, I'm just like, oh my gosh, like no way, man. So I admire people who can like really stick out university and going through like master's and PhD and stuff like that. I'm just honestly, props to you, because I don't have that patience. and that's okay too, you know, because we don't need everyone to be a doctor, you know, like who's going to build the roads and the houses and make the music and all these other things. So, so bravo to you. I'm impressed. And I hope this continues to just like, widen your understanding of like what God's capable of doing through you, you know, because to be able to like see what has taken place in music over these last few weeks or months, and then also look what's been able to take place over the years with school, it's just a testament to God's ability to go above and beyond things that we can't even fathom, you know.
Absolutely.
So I suppose share a little bit about your journey in. Well, would it be like a year now where you're like actually like, because I remember in the winter you were telling me winter of 2020 or 2019, you were like, oh, I gotta really pray about it and think about it. If this is what the really Lord wants me to do, I kind of like want to take a step back. And so share a bit about that. What was that like? Like, why did you do that? Because I think that's something very valuable that people need to do, and quite often it's not mentioned.
Yeah, so at this point it was after I'd featured on the winter tape, and like I had started as well a kind of worship group when I was at uni with a couple of friends.
What was that called?
Earthen Vessels.
Earthen Vessels, cool. Are you guys still doing something with that or no?
No, my friend moved back to Malaysia, so we had to split.
Wow.
Yeah, shout out to Adam.
That's right.
But yeah, so we were doing that though. We were, you know, holding worship nights and just working on that. I had like entered the Lord's Child competition thing where it's like you take one of Montel's beats and sing over it. So I did that, and already like there was lots of people that, you know, started following me after that, people who make beats, and they were like, yeah, you can use it, stuff like that. And I had an idea to make a song, and I actually reached out to you as well saying that, oh, I had this song idea, do you want to be on it? And you were willing to go for it. And then in the middle of all of that, I just felt God telling me to step back and to calm down. And yeah, I think it was definitely the right thing. I was in a place of, I think I just needed to rest. I had done a lot that summer I was retaking exams, a lot of personal stuff kind of going on. And then also I just needed to reevaluate as well, coming to the end of my degree, trying to figure out what I was going to do next. I didn't realize how much I needed the rest.
Cool.
And it was just a time to refocus and realize where my heart's desire is, and just see God as first love rather than trying to find opportunities and trying to climb my way to wherever. And yeah, I just had to take the time to not write. So during that time, I didn't write like at all. I was just consuming rather than giving out in that time. So spending more time in the Word, listening to lots of like preaching, spending more time just personally with God and listening to what He was saying. Like, rest is a word that God has been just hammering home to me this this whole year. Like, rest has been that focus. And so I've been trying to rest more, just as a child of God, just knowing that my identity is righteous is not because of anything I do, but because of everything He's done already. So resting in that sense, making sure to like rest physically and just, you know, make sure I'm sleeping well, make sure that I have time to not be working and to refocus on God. So yeah, I think that that time was really important, because then I wasn't, because sometimes like your feelings can be really sneaky on you. Like, you think, oh, I'm good. I'm not prideful. I'm not, you know, searching for fame or anything.
And then boom.
Exactly. Exactly. So I didn't realize, I had to stop myself, and I was like, wow, there's parts of me, like I have a tendency to want to seek for attention, or a tendency to desire some sort of
validation.
I don't know. Exactly. Yeah. So I had to step back and just allow God to work in my heart and be honest with myself, be honest with God about a lot of things. So yeah, it was a time of like maturing and growing. So yeah, I'm grateful for that.
Hallelujah. That's beautiful. Wow. I mean, we've even had like, you'd like hit me up and then I'd share, like, you know, I was in a spot where I'm just like, man, like, I don't like where I'm at right now, you know, and just having the heart, all of us should have the heart to be able to be like, hey, all right, well, this is what your identity is. You know, like, don't lose sight of that. And truly, I'm really grateful that the body of Christ that, you know, me and my wife have been blessed with to like see all the time and meet with and just fellowship with, that's the thing. It's like, this is who you are in Christ. Like, it's not how you feel. It's not what someone says. It's not what this preacher said. It's, this is what the Bible says, and this is who you are. And then just standing on that, you know, and so often I found myself personally where it's like, instead of identifying in Christ, I'll identify with my mistake and be like, and as if that supersedes my identity in Christ, you know?
Yeah.
And, but that's the devil's game. Like, you know, it's just deceiving you from who you really are. It's crazy. So I'm pleased to hear and see, I suppose, the fruit of that rest, right? Like, you're like, I need to take a step back. And God's like, all right, cool. She has the heart posture that I need her to have so that I can use her in the way that I want to use her. And here we are now. And you just had a single with Saint, which is Steve Bradley from Amen Collective, or previously known, or Amen Worldwide.
Worldwide,
From previously known as the Good Christian Music Blog. I did do an episode with him, guys, if you want to check that out, one of my favorite episodes. I've been able to build a great relationship with him because of recording an episode on the podcast. So he's a stellar dude, super talented too.
I actually DM'd what? I DM'd him after that episode.
Oh man.
So that's how I became friends with him through that.
Praise God. And he's super like open to chat, and I have a lot of discussions with him, like political stuff too, and even theological. Yeah. And there's a, like, probably more often than not, like, we disagree, you know, like, I'll just like, oh, well, I don't think this. And I remember one time he said something And I'm like, yeah, all right. And I really didn't know what else to say. Like, I wasn't like 100% to like disagree or agree. And I'm just like, yeah, okay. And he's like, bro, like we're so used to going against the grain with each other. And he's like, bro, don't give me that stupid stuff. Like, either like, tell me what you want to say, you know? I'm like, no, honestly, bro, I don't know. But it's just like, this the kind of honesty that is beautiful to be able to build with people all over the world, you know? Mm. So praise God.
So good.
So I guess like what are the next few steps you feel God's leading you into now? Like you've had all these other things you've been going on, like school's just kind of finished up. Yeah. Obviously, I guess, you know, COVID-19's been playing a part in many different things around the world, including school and work and stuff like that. But what do you see yourself spending time on in the next coming weeks and months?
Well, honestly, I don't know. this is the thing with me. So I am very reliant on God when it comes to next steps for anything. Like since I was little, people would ask me, oh, what do you want like 5 years time? And I'm just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's not that it's I don't though. Have it's structure. It's just that I've come to realize that a lot of the things that we plan anyway don't happen the way we want them to.
Absolutely.
And it's not a way of just like, you know, don't dream for anything because it may not happen kind of thing. Not a pessimistic view, but more, I don't like to be so structured with what my future is going to look like or what I'm going to do, because God always finds a way of super exceeding that. Mm. So my plan before, like my plan for the summer, I was going to go see the PIA tour. Have you heard like the Poets in Autumn? Poets it's like Jackie Hill Perry. Yeah. They were going to come to London. I was going to go see that. I had plans to see when Montel was about to come down. I was going to go see that. Yeah, like I had so many plans, and then God was like, "Nope." And so I'm just used to going with, you know, what's right in front of me, like the step that's right in front of me. There's that verse in Psalm 119 where it says, like, God's word is a lamp into my feet and a light into my path, kind of thing. And I'm pretty sure I heard someone use the analogy that when they're talking about the lamp or the light, it was literally just for the step right in front of you. So it's not that you see well into what's ahead, it's just like the step that's right in front. So for me,
otherwise it's kind of like without faith, right? Like if
exactly, you know, yeah,
happen, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, you do, you walk by faith and not by sight, isn't it? So it's just being diligent with what's right in front of me. So that's what I'm trying to do. I am kind of working on a song right now with my friends to release soonish. And yeah, so I've got, to be honest, like just two things I'm working on right now, seriously. So.
You don't need a whole buffet, you know, it's just like it's a few things on your plate, and as long as you do those well,
exactly,
you don't gotta worry about doing everything else. Praise God. Aside rest, what has the Lord like really been imprinting on your heart recently? Or what would you like to challenge the listeners with? Like, because you've been like, you've heard a lot of these different episodes, you've heard a lot of different stuff. One of my favorite questions to ask is like, hey, I did this in season one where like, hey, if you had, last thing to say before you die.
Oh, one minute.
Just some wisdom that you've been really grateful to come across that you think would.
Well, I would say since this is like focused on creatives and I like a lot of the opportunities that I've had has come through just connecting with people and stuff. And a lot of this I'm just reiterating from what I've heard from you already. But like, I would say when it comes to connecting with people, connect with them as if they're people, not robots. So like, don't just come all guns blazing, here's my song, da 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 da. Like, get to know them as a person. Don't look for what they can do to you, but do for you more, like how can you serve and what can you offer, and just be nice, just be normal. Don't like have to go crazy commenting on every single post so you get noticed. Like, of course it works for algorithm and all that, but I think especially as children of God, it's just exciting to know that there is a family, like the body of Christ, as creatives that you can connect with on a normal level, on a real level, rather than just seeking to get connections because you can say, oh, so and so is following me. You know, it's not that deep, like it's just not that important. I feel that it's way better to be a blessing to someone and actually leave a mark on them because you've been real with them. Yeah. So
good.
I've been able to build like genuine real relationships just over the internet, like with you, with Stephen, like Darla, for example, that that I connected with first as well.
Yeah.
So I think it's just good to just to look how you can serve others rather than what they can do for you.
That's
so
good.
That's what I would say.
Amen. I agree. I agree. Wow. Praise the Lord. We've had like a whole lot of stuff going on. I mean, I guess it's very similarly in the UK too. Like, you know, we got all this politically fueled racism and all these different things happening recently that as you're talking, I'm trying to like, Lord, like, what do we talk about? What do we talk about right now? And I find myself in mid conversation sometimes. I'm like, oh my gosh, what are we going to transition into next? Like, I don't know why it just happens like there. I'm just like,
yeah,
I don't know what question to ask next, you know? And it's strange because I've been so like overwhelmed. I have been very, I suppose, like deep in like what is happening recently right now
and
kind of just paying attention to the signs of the times, you know, and seeing, because I do believe like we Christians do have a responsibility in politics, and some people may disagree and that's okay. But the signs of the times truly tell us where we're at, you know?
And
when I keep that in mind, I'm just like, man, well, if that's the case, then we'll know that Jesus is coming back based on what's happening, you know?
Absolutely.
And I mean, truly, I don't know how much worse it's going to get. It's going to get worse, but I'm slightly scared to imagine what it's going to be like. So I suppose my question is like, as a Christian and also as a creative, if I like try to keep this within the context of the podcast, what's your take on, I suppose, like the response that creatives should have towards the issues that are going on right now? Because I mean, it is also our responsibility to kind of like pipe in and say what we see and what we believe would benefit people to hear, right? So like, I don't know, I guess where's your stance with that? Because I've gotten a little bit of backlash here and there from saying certain things from people because I took a strong stance on something, and I'm okay with that, you know, like I can handle it. But at the same time, it's like, we really need to be cautious of like where we're getting information and stuff like that, especially in such a deceitful time as this, where there's so many lies out there that are painted in such a convincing way. Like, oh man, this has got to be the truth. I don't even know really what my question is, but I suppose so.
I kind of get it.
You get what I'm saying? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's a loaded question. I kind of like, I feel like I'm not even the right person to answer this, but, I would just say in anything, it's about approaching the whole subject, especially let's talk about racism, for example, like addressing that. First of all, remembering that we're believers. Well, if you are a believer, you kind of still have the mandate to treat others how you want to be treated. So yes, challenge people. Yes, have those tough conversations. But if at the end of the day, your plan is to cancel someone rather than to hear them out, correct them, change your opinion, even if you need to, like based on new information, you know, that post is going around, but to be able to, exactly. You know, the Bible does say to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. And I see a lack of that, to be honest. A lot of people are angry. A lot of people are just spewing out words rather than being there to listen. And obviously there is such things, righteous anger, such thing as being aware of what's going on and being moved by that passion. And wanting to, exactly, yeah. Yeah. So it's just about how you respond to that. Those emotions are not evil. Obviously, we're not going to be walking around like not caring about what's happening. You definitely should, but there's a right way and a wrong way to go about it. So it's just remembering that we are believers. And so our response to this should look different to the world. And we see all this happening, and we knew that it was going to happen because it says so in the Word of God. Yeah. And so we have a hope and we have a reason to keep going in this season, even when things are kind of like all up in the air. Mm-hmm. So I would just say that we definitely, and in terms of like response, I've been seeing a lot of honest music coming out, a lot of graphic designers, even like YouTubers, everything, just creating things exactly to process what's happening. And a lot of that is beautiful, and a lot of that can bring healing to people, allow people to understand like different struggles. And I think it's great. It should be done, because then when you look back in years' time, you're like, oh, this song came out of this. This art came out of this season. And it is a way of people processing. It's a way that people can even encounter Christ from you just sharing from your heart. And people want to know what God has to say about all of this.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure if you've heard much of Common Hymnal, if you've listened to them.
I know the name.
Yeah, they've got some like really good, honest music that is just super relevant to everything that's going on. But at the same time, very centered on the Word of God. Also just, it's just, yeah, honest is the best way to put it. And I think sometimes we can get the wrong idea of God with these kind of situations. Like, is he present? What does he think? How does he want us to respond? But it is important to realize that God, yeah, he is totally against injustice. And his way of paying that back, his way of bringing vengeance, is different to ours. And he is altogether holy in everything he does, and he's right. So if anybody is more angry about injustice, or if anybody is like more enraged than us, then it's God. But at the same time, he's still very loving and patient, and very like it even says that Bible verse that people think that God is like slow to react, but it's because he's being patient with us. There are so many things that to the story, so many layers that we have not seen or understand. Sure. So even when it doesn't look like it, God is still in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
And he has a way of just making things turn out the way it should be, even though it doesn't look like that now. So,
You know what just came to mind as you said that? Mm-hmm. Like saying that like God is patient. And he, like, I think of the scripture, God is patient. Oh no, it's love. Love is patient.
Yeah.
Well, God is love. But considering, you know, our response or our understanding or perspective rather of what we think God's doing, or how fast we think he should be doing it, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if, I don't need to say it this way, but I don't know if God's timing has to do with patience, like in regards to events that are taking place. It's it's like us having to be patient, because we're not the patient ones, right? Like, well, God, I want it in my time. I want it right. And then I think, I'm saying this in order of like events that are taking place in life that we have no idea that are going to take place. Like, God has put them in place and they're there already. They've been they're not changing. Like, the way he has it is perfect, and it's according to his will, and all these things. When I think of his patience, I would think it's towards us rather than
definitely.
And I'm not like saying against what you said. I just like kind of out what I heard. I'm just like, wow, like, we're really the ones that need patience, not the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, cause he's perfect. And
absolutely.
And it's crazy to consider how a perfect father has ordained every single thing that will take place. Obviously, we have free will. Obviously, we could still do this and this and this, but he knows already. So it's just like, it's a bit of a, it's crazy to think about how like, man, God, but like, how is it even possible that that you know all things, you know?
It's just like, beyond us, obviously.
Yeah, it's so beyond. And I can't wait to, you know, stand before the Lord and just receive all this understanding. Like you stand before him and he's like, welcome, my good and faithful servant.
Yeah.
What I hope to hear. And, and then you like understand why these things took place. And you know, it's just like, God just kind of like reveals all this stuff. You see Christ's true nature, you know, and I'm just and like, it'd be so cool to really understand it now, you know?
Yeah.
But then according to the word, if we really saw him, we'd die. And like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, there's so many things, there's so many things within scripture, within Christ and the holiness of God that until you decide to like submit to the Lord and really pursue him and pursue like holy wisdom and understanding who God really is and just building relationship, until you get to that point, you don't even come across those thoughts. You know what I mean? Like people of the world, they don't think about the magnitude of God.
Oh no.
They don't think about God, right? But like the magnitude of who God really is and the identity that we can find in him, this life that we can have in him, eternal life. Mm-hmm. It's just like, there's the things you could ponder on that will blow your mind, you know, but it's just like people don't, unfortunately, have no idea about this stuff, you know,
and
that much more reason for us to create stuff and hope to bring people to just the idea that God really does exist, that God really does play a part. And through our journey with him, people come to see that. You know, it's like your testimony of your life with Christ is that's like the Bible being living. It's like a living Bible. You know what I mean? Like you read the Bible and it's all stuff that happened to people. Yeah. Well, that's why a testimony is so powerful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's like real life encounter with God. And that's why, like, anytime I hear people's testimony and I'm just like, that was you. That's what you did. You went through. I'm like, I can't even imagine that, you know, like, we have some brothers and sisters in our, well, everyone actually in our fellowship. And I hear like their testimony and I'm like, no, there's no way. I can't imagine you being like that. I can't imagine you being dead in sin. Right. Cause now you see someone alive in Christ. You don't picture them dead in sin. Right. And that's how God looks at us. Think about that. Like God looks at you like that. He doesn't look at who you were. And he said, you know, when you die with Christ and you're buried in baptism, like I remember your sins no longer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Your new creation, like hidden in Christ.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then you put on Christ, you know, and you live this life with him. And then to consider, like, we get to do that and create.
Yeah.
You know, like, you do that and then make music. You do that and create visuals. You do that and you do physical art, movements, dance, whatever, you know. And it's just like, wow, God, like, you are truly without bounds.
Yeah. And everything points to him. Like when people, that's why one of the reasons why I started being more creative is just that verse where it says people will see your good works and glorify the Father in heaven. And that's the thing, that's it, you know. When we're doing these things, when we're worshiping God in the different areas that we're called to, it points back to him. People do think about God when they see it, you know. And it's just you kind of don't really understand the whole power of it, or maybe you don't think about the kind of influence that it makes, but it's just that in serving the creator, like the creator, and being a creative, it's just an image of what God has been doing for time. So like from the beginning of everything, he's been creating. So
thank you, Jesus. Wow. Since you're like super, I would say super, you're very much so involved in this indie community. Like you got your, I don't know. I see you like somehow like connecting with everyone. I'm just like, wow, this girl's everywhere. what have you seen that has been, and this is a question I would ask in the last season, is like, mm-hmm. what is, how to say, what have you seen happen or people do in this indie community that was like very obvious to that, like, hey, that wasn't from the Lord. Like you're doing this on your own, or hey, you're doing this, like, you're copying the world's formula.
Okay.
Is anything maybe you've seen that comes to mind that you're like, hey, like, man, like, why are you doing this? There's no way God would lead to do this, you know? And it's a hard question because I have a hard time thinking about it also, but it does happen. And the reason I ask it is because these are things that'll creep up without people even considering them, you know? And you're like, man, well, I watched a bunch of, you know, Tony Robbins or Gary Vee or this guy or this guy, and I got all this advice about how I should go do this rather than being like, oh man, the Lord showed me I should, you know what I mean? Like finding worldly advice as being like more supreme than the word of God sometimes.
Yeah.
And sometimes it could contradict, you know, what God's leading you to do. I see you pay attention a lot of the indie community and stuff like that. So any rebuke or correction or things that you would advise people not to do. You're like, hey, like be careful with this. And maybe even something you experienced in your journey this far. Be like, hey, like I got tempted to try to do this, or I somehow got swallowed up into this when I really didn't need to. It wasn't the Lord leading me.
I think what I would say is that as Christian creatives, it's just very important to think about how we manage different relationships, especially when things like maybe you start on a project and don't finish it, or you're going in a certain direction and then decide, you know what, this isn't working. Like, it's good to just be open and honest about stuff. Like, don't just randomly ghost people, you know? Cool. Like, just actually
That's good.
Go through and say, do you know what? I think, or maybe I'm taking this project a different direction, or things are not going the way that I'd expected it. And just be able to be open about that. I think, and I know that people don't do that with, like, malintent. It's probably, you know, don't really know what to say or just how to manage the conversation. But I still think it's important to do, because a lot of people, especially if you're not really mature in your relationship with Christ or mature in general, you will take that, you will take it wrongly. And, you know, you'll start bashing people on social media for no reason, because like, oh, so-and-so did this. Oh, you don't know what they're really like and all that. I haven't seen that happen, but just in a way say that, yeah, exactly. You know, not every project that starts out finishes, or not every creative, you know, when you start out in a certain direction, not everything goes the way it's meant to. Or like, even when you see like bands break, things like that, it's still possible to do that in a way that that honors God and is just totally that, you know, you're still showing that there's still relationship, you can still work together even though you're going in different directions. I think I don't really have an example of that even, but yeah, just in general. I
mean, definitely scenarios that can take place, and it's like really respecting that people are watching you. You know what I mean? Like people are watching, and they watch how you respond to things. They watch how you react. They watch how you're going about certain things, and it matters, you know? And I mean, really, even recently, like, I posted some stuff on my story. I'm like, I feel like I'm way more, I don't want to use the word reckless. I'm like, I find myself being way more confident to post something on my story than on my feed. Just I'm like, it's gone in 24 hours. It's whatever. Yeah. People forget. But I personally, I guess I haven't been used to, or I haven't really contemplated the influence I have. And like, I have people following me and people listening to music and like listen to a podcast and listen to what you say, watch videos and all this stuff. And like, No, like that's just part of like that's part of creating. I'm like, yeah, well, I create. Like obviously people are gonna listen. I suppose I failed to like truly fathom the level of influence, you know. Yeah. And I'm just like, I don't have, you know, over 10K followers, so it doesn't really matter. Or I don't have a blue check mark next to my name or a star or whatever, so it mm-hmm. doesn't, like, I'm not really there yet. I'm not an influencer yet, you know? Mm-hmm. So I found myself, like, I had a conversation with a close friend, and they're like, bro, like, you really got to be careful what you post. He's like, because mm-hmm. to you, it might make total sense, right? And what it did make total sense to me, right?
Yeah.
But something that I never really had to consider was, am I leaving open like a thought that I did not close? So like making a statement that doesn't completely get completed, right? I'll make a statement, like you could say something and it can get taken out of context because you didn't close the thought. You didn't completely explain yourself. Whereas for a story, like, you know, you just got to post something, just post it and whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like I really didn't consider like I have to close out my thoughts. Otherwise I might allow people the space to start thinking about things that I might be doing or that I might think that I don't. Yeah. But since I didn't fully explain myself and all they did was look at something for 2 seconds and remember a headline of an article, remember something like this, you know, or like see a video and see the title of the video, not even watch it, but the title is clickbait to get you to watch it. And so you're like, exactly. Yeah, I saw the title. So that must mean that this is who you are because you posted that with a title like this. And I don't agree with that, you know? And I was just like, whoa. That's a trip, dude. Like I didn't even think of something like that, you know? And so my encouragement, like to you and to, you know, you guys listening, like if the Lord's blessing you with a platform, I mean, nowadays almost everyone has a platform, whether social media or real life. And I feel like I wouldn't run into this issue in real life, like in physical, you know, like any conversation I would have with some, I could close out a thought because you're having a conversation. When you just post something, you kind of just like throw something against like splat on the wall and just like let people see it for a little bit.
Yeah.
People like create conclusions, you know, and they might identify you as someone or something that you're not. And it's like scary almost, you know. I literally never experienced this. And like I don't see myself as some big like shot artist or whatever, and not I never hoped to look at myself like that, but
yeah,
you know, it's like I suppose I've been finding success in music and stuff like that, and it's been beautiful to see like streams grow and this and this and this, but like I just wouldn't correlate the two. You know, I'm just like, I'm still me. I haven't changed. Like, I'm still the same. Like, I've been posting stuff like this for a while, but now they're in a very sensitive season we're in in the world, right?
Yeah.
Like, having to really be careful, you know, and maybe even sensitive. But at the same time, though, it's like, all right, well, how maybe something truly is wrong, and you know, and you know that the thing that you want to talk about, maybe, the thing that you want to share with people, most people won't want to hear you out because of all of this baggage that comes with a topic, right?
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to talk about it because it's a very sensitive season. It's like, all right, well, then if I'm not allowed to talk about it, then I'm never allowed to talk about it. Because like, who decides on the season? You know what I'm saying? So it's like I've even found recently being a creative, having to really contemplate and like think like I have people watching.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's not only God's watching, but people are watching and they learn and they take things and they might learn something that is wrong that you said that you didn't even say. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
It's the thing that not everyone who is following you is like at the same stage in life. Like you might find there's like a 14-year-old following you and like they base their whole life on what you have said. Mm. And so it's just, important to recognize that everyone, even spiritually, like people are on their different journeys, and not everyone understands the word or has, they don't really know how to form a response to what's going on. So they listen to what people of influence are saying. And that guides pretty much everything that they decide to do or to think. And then there are others who just want to challenge everything, you know, and you're going to find them everywhere. Like, even if what you're saying is biblical, even if what you're saying is founded on the word of God, you will still find people who disagree, and they're everywhere.
And that's fine. It's
important to be careful about different things, but then don't let that be the reason why you don't post or why you don't share, because there's going to be backlash whichever way.
This brings me to the thought, which I have seen like a lot recently now, because all of a sudden everyone's, you know, social activist and politician or politically active rather, out of nowhere. And then I'm like, man, where are these people getting these thoughts, or where are they getting this information? Like, dude, like, what, bro? You know? And then I start looking and I'm just like, man, how many Christians are getting their information from secular sources, you know, or getting their, they're getting their fuel for their response to a certain scenario from the world.
I've seen that.
And I'm just like, are you kidding me? Like I've had a head up a few people. I'm like, yo, like, what are you doing? Like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, this can't be the response. You know what I'm saying? Like, this cannot be the response. And we're called to hold each other accountable. And it's beautiful. True. And I appreciate it when people do that for me. And I hope it's similar likewise. But it's just like having to be careful and understanding like who you follow really, really influences. And I find myself every month, every 2 months, I will go through everyone I'm following. And I will unfollow every single person that I don't want to see on my feed. Why? Because you don't really know what you're going to see once you first follow someone. You'll follow them, and then after a month, you're like, man, I'm not really vibing with what they post. Like, they might be a dope artist. They might be cool. They make really cool art.
Yeah.
But this isn't what I want to see. And that's the beautiful thing about social media, is like, you have control over that. You know, like, you actually have a say in what you want to see. And that's super dope, you know. But a lot of times people are like, oh, I follow this person because they're a big artist or they're a successful artist, and I need to like kind of keep in touch and watch what they're doing to see if maybe I can like copy something or learn something, and because like they inspire me, it's like, well, there's one aspect of someone being an artist, and there's another aspect of people like being an example of who Christ is and like living out Christian life. And it's like, so what that they make great music, they make great art, they make do whatever, if the things that come out of their mouth or the things that they say aren't good for you.
Exactly.
You know, like it's, I encourage people to do that. Like, man, if you're going through your page and you're either getting upset or, you know, like just, there's one button, just hit one button. You don't got to deal with it, you know, because it's like, I've had people that would rip on me all the time about stuff. I'm just like, dude, why do you do this to yourself? Like, just follow. Like, I mean, I could do it for you. I could block if you want, you know, but like, I'm not going to go that far. But it's just like, don't do this to yourself. It's exhausting emotionally for you.
Because
I don't worry. Like, whatever, dude, you know?
It's so important to guard your heart. And I think people forget that we do have that control to guard, you know, because it says that all things flow from the heart. So you have to protect, you know, no one knows you better than yourself, basically. So, you know, the things that are going to make you afraid, make you fear. And it's not even that you're choosing to be ignorant of what's going on. Like, I'm very aware of what's going on, but I do make a conscious decision to not focus my attention on everything. That's because there was even one time, like, there was a post going around that black women aren't safe anymore, you know, this world is all this going on, like, you've got no one. Basically, there was literally a whole thread going around that, oh, you've got no one, you just kind of have to like do it on your own. And I'm thinking, feminism. Well, no, because I think about it and I'm just, No, my trust is in God. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not the one who, on. I don't protect myself. You know, there are people who post and about, oh, you need to know this self-defense, you need to know that. Yeah. That's all well and good, but I am not choosing to put my trust in myself to protect myself.
Yeah,
that's not sure. where I'm going to put my hope. I'm going to put my hope in God, knowing that he is for me and he's with me. And that is going to give me peace, because I'm not then thinking, oh, I need to go to the gym, I need to do this and that so I can protect myself. And there are sadly a lot of people who are thinking that way. Mm. And I did kind of post something on my story ages ago about that, but not really, you know, targeting that post specifically, but it was more like, no, I'm not going to accept fear. Fear does not, is not for a child of God. We've been given a sound mind. We've been given, given love. We've been given peace. And so that's something that we get to, exactly. That's something that we get to tap into. And what better time to share Christ than right now, when people are fearful? And obviously Christ isn't just the remedy for fear. First of all, it's for sin, but, and separation from God, but then peace is also one of the things that he gives. So it's just, we get to, it's not even that, you know, oh, I must, so that everyone sees I'm a great Christian. And, you know, it's not even that. It's more like just being honest with God. Look, I'm afraid this is what's going on in the world. Mm. And then trusting and leaning on God to provide peace. And I've done that. There are times when I've had to log off of social media just because of everything that I've been seeing, and just spend time with God and say, you know, I'm feeling scared. Can you just fill me with your peace? And God does that. And now I'm very careful about what I look at and what I watch and what posts I linger on and things, because I know that I need to protect my heart and just protect the peace that's already been given to me. So,
amen. Or even I think of David writing, I want to say it was a psalm, to writing about, I won't let any unclean thing be before my eyes, or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was Job.
Was it Job?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone, whoever wrote it, stellar job. but no, really though, it's just like, it's like, wow, like, am I really willing to live that out? You know, like I don't want anything unclean before my eyes. I'm like, man, it's hard in a day like today.
Yeah.
Very hard.
So many things are like forced upon you.
It's crazy, man. Truly crazy. Like, you can't even like watch a movie without, you know, it's like, all right, well then I guess I just shouldn't watch movies. You know, or like, like how far do you go, you know?
Yeah.
It's wild. But it's a good, you know, that much more important and necessary for us to be rooted in the word and keep your eyes on Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Praise.
Thank you.
A lovely chat. would you be willing to pray for the guests? You're the guest. Pray for the listeners.
And yeah, absolutely.
Bless you, and we'll close
it's fun up. Being on this side.
Hey. Praise God. Okay. You're gonna be listening back later like, oh my God,
this was such a good episode.
I agree with everything she said. Awesome.
Definitely. Cool. Okay. Yeah, thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time we've been able to chat about you, about life, everything that's going on. And I just pray for every listener right now, that especially for those who are feeling far from you, who are feeling afraid and they lack peace, I pray that you would fill them with your love again, Lord, that your perfect love would cast out all fear in them. Mm-hmm. And that Jesus, every listener would be able to keep their eyes fixed on you, to not be so focused on everything that's going on in this world, but to know that there is hope and there is eternal life found in you, and that it's possible to live in peace even in the middle of everything that's going on around us. So I just pray that you would be with every single listener, remind them of their righteous stance with you. And for those that don't know you, I pray that even through this, that they would encounter you and put their trust in you, to know that you came for the very reason to save them and to create a relationship with them. And that being because you love them and because you care for every single one of them. So I thank you, Lord. I bless Isaac and his family. And I just praise you for everything in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you for praise. God, I thank you for her family as well and all these beautiful things that you are doing in and through her. I thank you for friendship. Father, I just pray your hedge of protection over her and all that she is putting her hands towards, all that she is putting her effort into. Just continue to help her grow into full maturity in you, a full understanding of your love, a full understanding of her identity in you. And I just thank you for her journey in music as well, God, and just continue to surprise her and blow her out of the water just for the simple fact of being obedient to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, praise. Hey guys, thank if you, you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to leave a review. 5 stars are most welcome. And if you're also led to possibly donate to the podcast or even be a regular, what would be the word?
Giver?
Giver, yeah. If you want to tithe, if that's something the Lord's put on your heart, praise God. If not, it's totally cool. I'm more than happy to keep doing this the way the Lord's allowed me to do this thus far. As always, if you know anybody who would be a lovely candidate for the podcast, feel free to DM me at my Instagram page or shoot me an email. The information will be below in the bio of this episode. If you'd like to check out Praise and see what she's up to, what's your IG tag? Is it just your name?
At Praise Lubanga, yeah.
Cool. So I'll plug you in at the bottom of the bio so you guys can check her out and listen to some music and kind of stay in touch and see what she's doing. And hit her up because she loves to chat. Although she says she's introverted, but she loves to chat. Awesome. Thank you guys so much for listening. Praise, truly grateful for you. And I pray all of you guys have a lovely, lovely day. Thank you.
See ya.